Ben, you should be very happy with the Waterfront Development Corporation.
Well, we
What's
are.
What's been done with...
In fact, Riverfield started that. That project started with a meeting with Riverfield's trustee, Mary Bingham, and Riverfield's trustee, Jim Stites, and Riverfield's several years before I came to the organization, Riverfield's executive director, Lee Cochran, and Riverfield supporter, Steve Miles. And they went to Harvey Sloan when he was mayor and said, and it had been Riverfield's position since its founding in 1959, when I was in first grade, by the way, with Sissy's daughter, that Louisville needed to not turn its back on the river. And if you think about that connection with Main Street, of course, Main Street de facto turned its back on the river. I mean, that's mm-hmm. how all cities were developed at that time. And especially because our transportation corridor was the river, and that's how we did freight. I mean, that was the entrance for freight. So that is when, of course, we started to ignore the river a little bit. And what Riverfield said to Harvey Sloan in the early 80s, again and again to many leaders, but Harvey listened, was that all of the great cities of the world, London, New York, Paris, Tokyo, look out on their water bodies. That's a focus, Hong Kong, and that you build on that strength, and that it was time that other cities in America were turning back to the river, and that we needed to restore our waterfront to allow public access. And Riverfields has always been about public access. We're still about public access.
And-